Welcome to Hochschule Kiste. In today's episode, we explore the experience of international students overcoming their fears and finding success in Germany, in Augsburg. Our guest today is Valeria, who has been studying data science and informatics at Hochschule Augsburg for the past 2.5 years. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me today.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, let's start at the beginning. Why did you choose Germany and Hochschule Augsburg specifically?
Well, it was a very interesting decision from my side, I think. Mm-hmm. It was very spontaneous for me.
Okay.
Well, it all started in March of 2022. And before, I should mention that my Ukrainian university is, where I was studying at that time, is a partner of Hochschule Augsburg.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's really good to know.
The head of my faculty just sent us the message about this opportunity that we can actually go to Germany to be exchange students at first. And I just decided to try. So I texted him. We did a quick interview. And he agreed to help me with it. Then we contacted the necessary people. And that's how I ended up here.
Oh my God, that sounds fantastic. That's really good to know that Augsburg Hochschule is so well known. Wow. But were there any fears or doubts when you made a decision?
Of course I had doubts because I was only 18 at that time, really young, inexperienced. I've never lived alone before that in my life. I've never been to Germany before either.
I see.
So, of course, I thought about what future is awaiting for me. And it was scary at first.
I see. Wow, that's an amazing story. Okay, but what about you settling in here? I think our listeners and me would really love to know that. What were the first weeks like when you arrived to Augsburg?
Oh, that's a good question. My first weeks of living here were really interesting and filled with new experience. So at first I lived in a host family. It was a really nice woman who was the first one to introduce me to my new life here. She showed me the city. She helped me with almost everything. And then I also went to explore the new Hochschule, and I went through the buildings, the campuses, everything.
Okay, so did you love it?
Oh yeah, I loved it.
I also, when I just arrived here, I really loved the architecture, the style.
The architecture was just fantastic. Is amazing.
Yeah. It was fantastic. But were there any challenges that you was trying to handle with back then?
Yeah, of course, there were challenges. The biggest one was probably the German bureaucracy because I knew nothing about it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I needed to. Yeah, I needed to apply for my resident permit, also like other stuff, and it was really challenging. It was hard for a young person like me.
Yeah, I totally can understand. But though, how did you handle all of that?
Well, I didn't handle it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
So I received great help from International Office of Hochschule Augsburg.
Oh, that's very beautiful. Yeah, they do such a great work.
That was amazing. The people there helped me with most of things. They just took me by the hand and just got me through all this process. They explained everything to me. They helped me to, apply my documents and get my resident permit. And it was really nice.
That's beautiful. So people who listen to us right now, if you're really having some struggles now with your documents, bureaucracy, whatever, just go to the international office.
Yeah, they
will help you so
much. Don't be afraid to ask them.
Great. Thank you. All right, so the new chapter for me would be adapting to the academic life here in Augsburg.
Mm, nice.
So, you know, in Germany, the system here, the academic system here is very different.
Yes.
Like, for example, in Ukraine or in Russia or in America, it's very different than here. So I would really love to know, how did you actually manage all of that and how you were adjusting yourself just to be the part of this academic system?
Right. After my exchange semester, I applied to be the student of Hochschule Augsburg, and I started studying informatics at first.
All right.
And the first semester, like, honestly, I was completely lost.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
I felt really like a blind kitten just trying to figure it all out. I was completely confused about the grading system or mm-hmm. just education system in general here.
Yeah.
But I had professors from my course who helped me to understand it. They could just, you know, I met them in person. We made appointments where I would come to them and they would just sit there and explain everything to me, everything I couldn't understand. I could ask any question, even the dumbest one, because they understood that
yeah.
I'm actually like from a completely different background. So, of course, I would have problems with it. So it was fine.
All right. So literally, the professors are helping you to handle all of the stuff so easily, and they're always finding time for you, right?
Yeah. And they were so, like, they respected me. They respected it that I was a little bit confused. No one thought of me less just because I didn't understand something.
Amazing. I'm being very, very happy for you. And to all of the people who listen to us right now, you should know that you will never feel lost here. Everybody will help you and support you in any cases.
Yeah, you won't be ignored here because they really want you to succeed.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you too.
All right. So let's talk about the social life and, you know, building the connections in this city, in this university, because I think many students really worry about making new friends in a new country, especially. So how was your experience with this?
Right. Of course, it's really scary when you end up in a new environment without knowing anyone there.
Yeah.
Well, at first it was kind of tough because, for example, when I studied informatics, I had a really big group of people, like 80 plus students there,
yeah.
mostly Germans. And the thing I noticed about them, that Germans can be quite reserved, you know?
Uh-huh, but they're also friendly, right?
They are friendly, but they are reserved.
Okay.
It's like they try to keep you at the arm's length, you know?
Okay.
And they also create their own friend groups, consisting mostly Germans.
Yeah.
And it's quite hard to become actually like close friends with them.
Mm-hmm.
They can be friendly towards you. They can help you with anything if you need help.
Yeah.
But because of those different backgrounds, mentalities, it's hard to find this like close connection to them, to build like strong friendship with them.
Yeah, that's very understandable.
Yeah, and it's also language, like the language barrier. Because even though you know German, your vocabulary might be small or not big enough, you know, or you don't talk as fast as them. Sometimes you can't, you know, just formulate your opinion correctly.
Yeah, and the language barrier is also the very big problem, yeah, because you don't understand the slang of the people.
Yes, and they talk so fast.
And they talk very fast, yeah, that's for
really
sure.
Fast.
I don't know, but I mean, in my experience, I have German friends and it's all great, but actually mm-hmm. when they're going to talk in their dialect or something,
yes,
because Augsburg is in Bayern, is Bavaria, so they talk in their dialect there, and
yeah.
it's really hard to understand for sure. I mean, I'm trying to get in, but it's not easy.
Mm-hmm. That's a real challenge right here.
It is. But do you maybe have like any tips for students who are nervous about meeting new people, you know, making new connections and stuff?
My first advice would be to, for example, if you see some events, upcoming events at the Hochschule, mm-hmm. or you receive an email, for example, that there's going to be some, you know, event or just something simple, you know.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to participate in it. Don't be afraid to actually go there.
Absolutely.
Because it's not only about making like friends, it's also about building connections, useful connections. Maybe it will help you in the future.
Yeah, exactly. You never
it's
know.
It's really important to learn this skill of building connections.
Exactly.
And don't be afraid to say something first, for example. I know that sometimes you feel really like shy or you are insecure about your language, about your knowledge, for yeah. example. But actually, just remember that those are also people. They're just people, just like you, just normal students. They won't bite.
Yeah, exactly.
They won't do anything bad to you. Yeah. So don't worry about it. Just let it go. Just let yourself be.
Exactly. I am absolutely agree with you. And plus, when you're going to talk with somebody, mm-hmm. you have to understand that, yeah, they're not going to bite you or something.
Yeah.
If they will understand that you are not native German speaker, and it's totally fine. Just talk. Just use your knowledge, your skills, language, and your barrier will go away with some time. And it takes yeah. time. It takes lots of time sometimes, but you will get in there.
Yeah. And also, I should add that there is a lot of international students here in Hochschule, so you're not alone.
Exactly.
From different countries, different backgrounds. And you can also be friends with them as well. You know, they are very approachable and nice.
Amazing.
So it's okay.
Okay. Thank you. Great. Thank you.
Thank you too.
Okay. And last but not least, I would really love to talk about financial challenges.
Oh my God. I'm a broke girl.
Okay, but now let's be serious.
Yeah, yes.
So finances can be a big concern for international students, you know, yeah, not having a job, income, you know. But how do you manage all of that?
Yeah, it was the biggest issue for every like international student, I think.
Yeah.
Well, my situation was that at first, when I was an international student, I received Erasmus scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
Every exchange student receives it.
Yeah. It's such a great support from
yeah,
the government.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. And then when you become a student at Hochschule Augsburg, there are a lot of different opportunities for you. For example, other scholarships. You can look them up at the official website, Hochschule website. Also, students can work. There is a system, for example, you can have Nebenjobs, like small jobs, or yeah. you can be a Werkstudent.
Working student, right?
Yeah, like a working student. So you study and work at the same time, and you can work like 20 hours per week.
Mm-hmm.
Also, what else? Oh, there's also a great event.
Mm-hmm.
Which happens every summer semester. Pyramid.
Oh, the pyramid. Yeah,
Messe. It's like the... how do I explain it? So you just go there and there are a lot of different people who represent their companies.
Yeah, exactly.
They're looking for, you know, students who want to work at their companies or participate in practica. And
like the internship, right?
Yeah, internship and other stuff. So if you know about this event, just don't skip it. It would
absolutely
be really, it's a really great opportunity.
Yes.
Also, there is a lot of different websites where you can just look for a job.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Indeed, there's one.
Yeah.
Do you know about that one?
Indeed. And there's also like a very German website for you guys to know, Seen. Mm-hmm. You can actually find a job there also easily.
Yeah.
But I think it's mostly for the people who actually speak German because it's like, actually, maybe not even.
Well, you need to learn German.
For sure.
Anyways,
for sure. Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, that's really important, especially in... Well, maybe in smaller cities, German is more important than in the bigger ones.
Yeah, I think like, I don't
know. Depends on the company.
Yeah, I think in Berlin or Munich, Frankfurt, it's not such a big deal. But when you live in a city like Augsburg, it's not small at all. But still, knowing German here would be very respected, I would say.
Yeah, it's you would have bigger chance if you know German.
Okay, but coming back to scholarships, did you receive any of them?
Yes, I received other scholarships from Hochschule Augsburg.
Great.
But right now, I'm actually planning about getting a job and be a Werkstudentin.
Oh my God, that's fantastic. That's really, really good. But can you like manage all of that with your studies? It's not going to be hard for you?
Well, of course, it might be challenging at first, but I think it's really like possible to manage.
For sure.
Yeah.
And again, coming back to Pyramide, yeah, guys, in this event, you can actually go there, look for a company. The person who represents the company can offer you a job that you look for because they always look for new students to work in there. They are interested in you, always.
Yeah, also students of Hochschule Augsburg, they created an app called Pyramid.
Yeah, we have an app also.
Yeah, which so is you very can useful. Download it and look it up.
Exactly, yeah. And also from my story, coming back again to the financial challenges, if you're coming back from a different country, which is not in the European Union, you have to have a blocked account. So it's like around 12,000 euros for the whole year. So the government of Germany sees that you're not going to be homeless here. You know, you're going to have something.
Yeah.
Which you find very great that so you're being secured. Yeah, and thank you very much for what you said. It was all great because I feel like it was a very, very helpful information for our listeners also. All of those information about the finances, about the academic life, about the beginning of your journey was very interesting. I really enjoyed all of it.
Thank you.
I really hope also our listeners loved it also. But what can you tell to our listeners right now after this podcast? What's your feedback? What the tips or wishes you could tell them?
Oh, first of all, I want to thank you for inviting me here to tell my story, so to speak. And to our listeners, I want to say it might be really scary at first, obviously.
Yeah.
It's always scary to just, you know, go into the unknown, I guess. But it's going to be fine. Humans are adaptive creatures. So it's going to be okay. Like, I swear, it's going to be okay.
Yeah. And from my experience also as a student from another country and an international student, it's been a tough year for me, for sure.
Yeah.
But I managed it. And I feel myself so good here, so welcomed, so respected. So don't hesitate. Come to Augsburg. Come study in a Hochschule Augsburg. You will absolutely enjoy it, love it, and you will be good.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you too.
Okay, thank you very much for coming. Let me hug you. Oh my God, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you too. Oh, my mic.
Yeah, it's okay. Thank you. Bye. Yeah. Have a great day. Bye.